Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us one of my favorite guests, a man named Tal Brook, who's written a number of excellent, excellent books, When the World Will Be as One, and his other books. And actually, he's written, renamed that When the World Will Be as One, as The New World Order. It's available now through Radio Liberty, as are some of his other books. But he looks, as I do, upon this struggle that's going on today as this true spiritual battle, and behind this whole move to create a one-world dictatorship are powerful spiritual forces. Would that be a fair statement, Tal?
No, you're absolutely right. And by the way, you're one of my favorite interviewers, so it's mutual. No, I think it's true. I mean, when I did the first edition of When the World Will Be as One, I know that soon I had to mention Carol Quigley, who was a mentor of Bill Clinton, and all these different globalist challenges. You'll remember this president's father was mentioning the 1,000 points of light, and then after that he segued into the thing, we're, you know, basically arriving, the time is coming for a new world order. And every single day, different, I would call it the metal heavyweight theoreticians behind this thing. There's a list of these luminaries who've got different ways to bring it about. We see it happening with crises. You know, we certainly have seen it with every kind of crisis in America where there's more government power, you know. And, of course, as soon as the Patriot Act comes out, there's a new way for them to get around the Constitution and habeas corpus by defining you as an enemy combatant. And now Hollywood has come up with a television program. All it's Matrix. It's got the word Matrix in it. I'm trying to remember what it's called. But it's on major network, and it's all it's about, Stan, are arresting people and saying you are an enemy combatant, and we can keep you as long as we want. And you've got no rights, and you've got no appeal, and no Constitution is behind you. That's an American citizen, often. I mean, there was a thing today about an American citizen being held under this thing. I tell you what, the founders of this republic would say, hey, my golly, the American Revolution was nothing. The stuff we were battling against the British, the looming totalitarian power Europe against makes the Boston Tea Party looked like nothing. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, I would totally. But the thing is that there are an awful lot of good Americans today who are saying, well, we've got to fight the terrorists, you know, we've got to have all these laws here to protect us from the wicked terrorists, without ever going into the realization that we back the Taliban. People have forgotten we financed the Taliban. We financed Saddam Hussein, Saddam Hussein. And people have forgotten history, and certainly they're not going to hear about it from Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly. Well, one of the things, though, I want to mention, you talked about George Herbert Walker Bush and the 1,000 points of light.
Yes.
Why is that so important?
Well, for one thing, the 1,000 points of light is really a Masonic code word. That's one of the meanings of it. It's a very high Masonic and occult code word. And it has nothing to do with Christianity.
And, of course, the whole idea of the points of light that we can trace back to the writings of Alice Bailey,
yes,
who was a Luciferian. And we're going to be back with Tal in just
Correct.
A few moments here at Radio Liberty. So just don't even think about changing that dial. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Tal Brook. And we're talking about his ministry, Spiritual Counterfeits Project. He's been at this game for a long period of time, and one of the few people in America who recognizes not only the geopolitical, but the spiritual aspects of what's going on. His book, When the World Will Be as One, was a bestseller. Well, you must have sold, 100,000 copies of
that? Yeah, over that, actually. That was to a very limited, narrow audience.
And now, of course, your new book is The New World Order. It's
called One World.
One World. It's a remake of that, but so much more great new information.
40% new. And by the way, our full-color page ad for that book is in Newsmax magazine that just came out.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand the spiritual aspect of this, and this is the problem with most of our political leaders. They don't understand the spiritual aspect, and most of our political leaders aren't going to talk about the spiritual, and many of our religious leaders don't understand the conspiratorial aspect of it. They talk about God, but they don't understand that there really are truly demonic organizations here. Mm-hmm. Satanic and Luciferian organizations, they're not imaginary. They're real, and they're operating at the highest echelons of our government. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, I think it's just so absolutely true. And there have been warnings by people who've known them intimately. I mean, that's what Carol Quigley, Clinton's mentor, basically his 1,400-page book, Tragedy and Hope, is about. He uses fear, of course, as do the mandarins of today, basically saying, if you don't surrender all of your freedoms and come under world government, then you could be blown up in not a terrorist attack, but some nuclear war. And they always basically get the sheeple to charge into the compound and then close the gate behind them. And of course, using terror language, I mean, terrifying people, you can get them to surrender sort of any right. I mean, they'll, you know, if you give them, and especially if you put the patriotic buzz, hey, you're a real patriot for being willing to give up this and this and this of your rights in the Constitution. That makes you a real patriot. No, it makes you a sucker.
And of course, when American boys are fighting and dying overseas, they tell you, well, if you criticize the administration, you're being unpatriotic. Well, I think the patriots are the ones who are willing to point out and risk their lives, because believe me, they have their informants all across this country ready to arrest people who speak out. Now, you say, oh, this has never happened in America. Well, I'm sure that there are a lot of people in Germany who said it'll never happen here.
Yeah.
Well, just a minute. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our special guest this afternoon is Tal Brook of the Spiritual Counterfeits Project, and we're talking about what's going on in America today and the fact that most people are totally oblivious of what's going on, and the Christians say, we don't believe in a conspiracy. I mean, why would anybody believe in a conspiracy? After all, Rush Limbaugh says there isn't one, and Bill O'Reilly says there isn't one, and my minister says there isn't one, and but if you read the Bible and you read Jeremiah 11:9 and Ezekiel 22:25 in the King James Version of the Bible, they'll tell you there's always been a conspiracy against God and God's people. The second Psalm covers exactly the same subject, and isn't it amazing? This is the same age-old conspiracy of the prince of this world against the God of heavens. It's been going on since the Garden of Eden, and it's being played out at an ever-increasing rate and ferocity during our lifetime. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that's completely correct. I mean, you know, what I used to say, and we said, that during a healthy, more conservative America that really stood on the old pillars of epistemology, you know, the fact that there is a God and there's meaning in life and all that, before all this deconstruction took place, and before you know, we kicked God out of every sort of area of the classroom, including recently with the Ten Commandments. But the reality is, what all these players knew, and they know today, that a healthy conservative America, as long as it exists, there can't be a full New World Order. They can get Europe in line, and they can do stuff with Asia. But if you, and we don't have time to talk about all the parameters, I do in One World, of the different ways America is being blown to shreds. I mean, There really, trust me, lots of ways from tort law, legislation, changing law, things like the Patriot Act, the fiat paper currency no longer backed by gold, in which Greenspan is, the printing presses are running at all-time highs, in which even today the euro went up to an all-time high against the dollar, the staggering national debt, gender movement stuff, gay parades, pushing the moral envelope for transgender families. Really, I could go on and on and on and on. And One World does, and it builds a case, and it basically says, watch out, because unless you get some backbone, unless you wake up, someday someone is going to tell you which way to walk, which way to spit, when to lie down. If you don't, they'll take your life.
Well, they may very well take your life anyway if you're basically an evangelical Christian. We have things off of the website by Gorbachev and Marie Strong, and of course you remember that they work very, very closely with Stephen Rockefeller, where they talk about that the people who have fundamental religious beliefs are the real danger to the world.
That's right.
And they're going to have to be exterminated. Now, they did take the wording down off the website, but we have the original website, and we'll be glad to give people copies of that one page from their website. These are the people who wrote the Earth Charter, which is to replace the Ten Commandments. It's been placed in the Ark of Hope, which is the mirror image of the Ark of the Covenant, and everything these people do is a mirror image of Christianity. They believe in the Bible, only they worship the other God.
That's right. It's totally true. Yeah. I mean, who would have thought just 3 years ago that there would be a term like enemy combatant that you could use against virtually anyone? And they have they don't have habeas corpus.
And these can be American citizens, and then they always pick the worst case, some fellow who perhaps a naturalized American citizen of Arab origin, and they've got a pretty, he was supposedly the one that was going to build the dirty bomb, and so they've arrested him, he will never have a hearing, he will never have a right to defend himself.
Yeah, it's Jose Padilla, that's exactly who it is, the New York-born character who, he's an American citizen.
Right. And then we've seen this with the other Arabs who were, or Muslims, who were arrested immediately after 9/11. How did they know who the 1,200 people were to arrest within 2 days of the attack? And they've kept many of these people in prison. They refused to try them because they don't want Osama bin Laden to know what we knew before the attack. Oh, he would use that. If he knew what we knew before the attack, why, he would use that against us. And they don't even want to release their names because they don't want Osama bin Laden to find out who we're holding. And does anybody really believe that? They don't want the American people to know what they knew before the attack.
Yeah.
Because if the American people suspected that they had advanced warning of the attack and did nothing to stop it, and that's why there were no planes in the air that morning, and that's why Building 6 and 7 went down. We're not questioning why the Twin Towers came down, but why did Building 6 and Building 7 come down like that somebody had put explosions in the basement?
Yeah, I mean, so many things. I mean, including the fact that they hauled all the scrap material from the Twin Towers out of there, and some of it you can't find, and there's a reason for it.
And, of course, they would not allow any of the investigators to go in and investigate it.
That's right.
Oh, we wouldn't want to. They might find something that would hurt the feelings of a member of the family, and we have to protect the members of the family, and that's why we can't release so much information today, because we're protecting the members of the family, or at least there's got to be some reason. If there's nothing the government has to consider, why are they blocking the efforts of the investigating committee to get the reports out of the New York City the officials there? Why are they blocking efforts to get information on what the president knew during the daily briefings that he was getting for weeks ahead of time?
Yes. Oh, Stan, I mean, this is so huge. And the thing is, well, what I point out with One World, you know, even though we're talking about all these anti-terrorism post 9/11 things, what I go into in One World, stuff that you know completely, is how deep this mine shaft goes. I mean, you know, one thing, I'm traveling around, and one thing that I just can't get out of my mind is it happened at a major airport for me. You see this 82-year-old grandma being body searched twice in an airport, stripped down, stopped at the gate. While this is happening, 10 illegal aliens are running in a column of five wide right across the Tijuana border. I mean, is there a problem in this thing? Let's say we stop the 82-year-old grandma so she gets used to a police state. Meanwhile, they don't give a rip that basically five abreast are running across the border, the Tijuana border.
And, of course, we go through all this falderal at the airports, having you take off your shoes because of John Reed, the mad shoe bomber.
One person is a precedent for 2 billion people on the planet.
And not only that, but, of course, there was no way he could have ignited the bombs in his shoe because it was C4 and you have to have blasting cups, and he was trying to light a fuse.
With a cigarette lighter.
Right. And the American people are so taken in. We go through this routine, and yet some young fellow was able to smuggle fluid and box cutters onto two airplanes. And are they thanking him for showing where the defects are?
No, they want to arrest him.
They want to arrest him. Why? Because he's showing up the hypocrisy of what's really going on behind the scenes. We're not really trying to fight terrorism. We're trying to take away the people's freedom.
That's right.
Al Gore made a statement the other day. He said, trying to attacking Iraq to try to get Osama bin Laden is like attacking the freedom of the American people to get back at the terrorists. And I hate to say I agree with Al Gore.
Who would think we would ever agree with Al Gore? But I mean, the truth is, finally, Al's thing is find out where the people are going and ride ahead of them in a horse to look like he's leading them. But he finally got that one right.
Right, he did. Al Gore got it. Right. But the American people have to start thinking. That is, but behind this whole thing, behind this whole war on terrorism, what's this one world order? Isn't that really what this is all about?
This is what it's about. What it's about, and as I said, there is the genius of this thing, and that's why I go into the Club of Rome. That's why I go into what has happened in public education from John Dewey on out. That's why we go into television programming and what it does to people in movies and breaking down the youth and the sexual liberation movements and the whole debtor nation thing. This is pure genius here. And unless someone is terribly smart, they're not going to see it. I think most people are like people in which someone's behind a hedge pelting them with pebbles, and they kind of wince. And they don't even know that it comes from a source. They just wince and they slap at it. And I think the populace has kind of been reduced to this level of simplicity. And years ago, of course, both George Orwell and Aldous Huxley in their famous books basically made the case that if you've dumbed down the public enough, really, honestly, you can do anything. And the sad thing is that a lot of sloganeering is going on like never before. And of course, Orwell wrote how slogans, cheap little slogans, can direct the current of people's thought where they unquestionably go along. It's just they're conformist minded and cannot think for themselves. And this is certainly, what we see. I don't think I've heard as many slogans, whether it's this attack plan or patriot labels are the really hot ones, frankly, that get you to anyone who doubts the system isn't a patriot, and there are many, many ways of saying that to create conformity.
I agree with you totally, and I think if you really are a patriot, you've got to be willing to speak out when our leaders are not abiding by the Constitution. And the preemptive war, we've already had two preemptive wars.
The Geneva Convention says never do that, and you start doing that, and you're a global dictator.
Of course, there's the other thing, and that is there's a blowback. To every reaction, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And men and women and nations become accomplices to evils they fail to oppose or they perpetrate. And my concern is there can very well be a nuclear attack on America in reprisal for what we've done. We haven't gotten any weapons of mass destruction over there in the Middle East. What we've done, of course, is...
No, we haven't found any.
What we could do is continue funding the Soviet Union that is building up the nuclear arsenal of Iran. Gee, I wonder why we're doing that. We'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty. JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. By the time you reach the retirement years, the average American will be taking 7 different prescription medications. Wouldn't it be nice to stay healthy and avoid taking all those pills? One unusual molecule has been shown to be effective in maintaining health, allicin, the active ingredient in fresh garlic. You won't find much allicin in regular store-bought garlic pills, but you will in Alimax, the only 100% pure allicin garlic extract now being imported from Britain. Call 866-405-4000 to learn more about Alimax. That's 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention the most carefully kept secret in America today, and that is America was founded by Christians on Christian principles, and everyone for 150 years looked upon America as a Christian nation, but that is no longer the case because of the wicked people have taken over control of the media and the educational system and tried to rewrite history. But the facts are there, and all you need to do is hear them and understand the background of our nation. We carry something called the Institute of the Constitution, and they are an organization we work very closely with. They put together a 12 lecture series by Dr. John Eidsmo going into the background of the Christian foundation of our Declaration of Independence, of our Constitution, of our Bill of Rights, and really an understanding of why America was created as it was. There is a couple of tapes by David Barton. There is a book that gives you directions on how to run an Institute of the Constitution. Call them at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Or go to their website at IOTC Online. That's IOTCOnline.com, and get information on the institutes and then set up one in your own community. We also carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We think that they're really great. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them. We will tell you we hear all sorts of wonderful stories from the people who use the products as far as rashes and acne and indigestion and lower intestinal problems are concerned. But the only way you would know whether they would help you would be to try them and see. Miracle 2 soap products, a soap, a moisturizing soap, which I've used for several years now, a gel, a neutralizing solution, and a lotion. You can get a special introductory offer by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And again, we're talking about Miracle 2 soap products. You can read about them on our webpage. That's Miracle 2 soap products. Why don't you check out our webpage at RadioLiberty.com right now. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our special guest today is Tal Brook, and we're talking about his book, One World. Tal is one of my favorite people. He has an organization up in Berkeley called the Spiritual Counterfeit Project. And Tal, right at this point, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and your ministry?
Well, I think the best, quickest way to do it is to dial 510-540-0300. And Stan has our website too. You can go to our website, but that might be confusing. But it's www.scp-samcatpeter-inc.org. www.scp-inc.org. org.
That's a scuse.
It's a full mouthful, isn't it?
It's spiritual counterfeit funding. Right. But it's 510-540-0300.
Forgive us if we're closed, because, I mean, you know, I guess we're going to close down about half an hour, but we're open every day of the week, so.
Now, the Atal's book, One World, you can get through Radio Liberty, and it goes into how this infiltrates other movies, how the movies are used to control our reality, and yet some of these movies actually tell us exactly what's happening. Everybody sees it. They think it's all make-believe, but it's real. It's really real. Why don't you pick up the story there?
Well, I'll tell you one movie they could do. Have you seen the quote by Tommy Franks, who led the team? And I remember Tommy Franks, who went into Iraq, so-called liberated, but do you know what he was quoted as saying?
Yeah, here.
If the United States is hit with a weapon of mass destruction that inflicts casualties, the Constitution will likely be discarded in favor of a military government. Let me tell you something. If I were someone like Bill Clinton or a real dictator, I'd make a deal with someone in the third world to go ahead and launch a missile. I would destroy the Constitution. I'd start a military government, the kind that Tommy Franks is basically saying, folks, get ready because it's going to happen. I mean, remember, this is the general who led the military operation to liberate Iraq, so-called liberate. And he expressed this just a week ago.
Well, the current dictator of Iraq is a man named Paul Bremer, and you can go up on the website, look under Paul Bremer and the terrorist threat. And the report he came out with a year before the 9/11 attack, it was called The Current Terrorist Threat. If you can't find it, we do have it here. And there he said, if we have a terrorist attack, they were planning on it long before 9/11. Long before they knew it was coming. And they said, if we have a terrorist attack, we will have to have a military takeover of our government.
That's right.
Of course, you're not going to hear about that from Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly, but it's just all planned ahead of time. But I thought that the timing on General Tommy Franks' remark was really so apropos. I have this uneasy feeling that something is about to happen.
Yeah.
They know what's about to happen.
They do.
They just don't want us to know what's about
to
happen.
Well, a weapon of mass destruction could be a biochemical hit somewhere in the Midwest where, look, if you and I are playing chess, okay, and there's a move. I want to really beat you, okay? And you and I both bet $100,000. It's an important game for you and me. And I really want to take you out. I do something called sacrificing a rook. And you'll take that rook, and then I'll checkmate you. Do you understand? So a lot of these sort of moves are very much like a sacrifice move on a chessboard.
Well, I think that the average Christian says this couldn't happen. God wouldn't allow that to happen here to America. But I would ask, why not? Because behind what's going on is this spiritual battle.
That's right.
Another dimension. There is another world out there. It's a spirit world. And as I look and see the way that the American people and the American church are thumbing their nose at God, and they've changed his...
This is the critical point you're making. The critical point is that this is not... The country of innocents that love God, but this is a country with homosexual parades walking down San Francisco streets. This is a country in which much is going on. Much is going on. And we've basically kicked God out of the classroom.
This is
And we've kicked him out of the public forum everywhere.
It's all right to have a crucifix in a jar of urine, but don't you ever put a homosexual a symbol into a jar of urine. That would be intolerant.
That's right.
And anybody who talks about this being a Christian nation is intolerant. Anybody who says that there's one way to salvation, and that's through Jesus Christ, is intolerant. And the one thing that these people will not tolerate is intolerance. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two, and we will take calls after the half-hour break here. We just asked you to hold your calls for the first half hour, though, but as soon as we get back, we'd be glad to talk to you, because it's important you get the information from Tal. He's one of the best-informed people in the country today.
And we're all upstairs.
help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, A Route to Global Occupation.
Okay.
His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention we do carry the Berkey water filters. We carry the big Berkey water filter, which is made out of stainless steel, and you go ahead and put 2.5 gallons at the top of it. It goes down to the ceramic filters, comes out the bottom. It's a standard approach to filtering water. It's been used by missionaries for 150 years. It takes out the bacteria, takes out most of the heavy metals and the herbicides and the pesticides, and you have potable water from streams or from rivers or from ponds. The big Berkey, it costs $239.95, and if you buy it from us, well, you get a video or 4 tapes that we produce, but it's not available in either California or in Iowa. So if you want to get one, a water filter to use here in on the West Coast, why, we carry something called the Berkey Light. Now, it is made out of Lexan, and it's about the same size as the big Berkey. Put the water in the top, and it goes through the black Berkey filters, which are really much more efficient than the big Berkey ceramic filters. They're 2 black Berkey filters, but they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. However, this is $199.95, whereas the other is $239.95 plus shipping. You can see pictures of both of them at our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. So if you'd like to get either the Big Berkey or the Berkey Light, they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. If you'd like to see what they actually look like, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and you can see them. They work efficiently. If you have fluoride in your water and you want to get rid of the fluoride, you can get special post filters that fit on the bottom, have to be replaced every 6 to 8 months, but you certainly don't want to be drinking fluoride, no matter what our legislature says. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I suspect that we'll have our lines all lit up here with people from across the country. Our guest today is Tal Brook. We're talking about his book, One World. And if you haven't read it, you need to, because he goes into so many of the things that you can understand today, how the movies are being used to control our reality, and the various statements by our leaders talking about the coming world government. If you're an American, why do you want a world government? Do you really think that they're going to give the freedom that we have to people in the rest of the world? No. We will have the same freedom that they have in Mexico, in Vietnam, in North Korea. That's what it's really all about. But mm-hmm. We can't let the American people know that. Well, let's go to Fred, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Fred.
Yes, good afternoon.
Have a question or comment for our guest.
I just want to make a comment. I was looking at the paper today, and there was a man named Viet Dinh who was the Justice Department's...
Yeah, he wrote the Patriot Act.
Office of Legal Policy.
Yep, and he helped write the Patriot Act.
He helped write it, but now, in some interviews...
He's against it.
Dinh now, in just some interviews, said that after he left the Justice Department in May, he has thought about the whole thing and thinks that the administration's case is totally unsustainable, and that that Padilla case was flawed and unlikely to survive court review.
Well, I fear for our country, because I think there are a lot of people, good patriotic Americans, who say we've got to give up all of our freedom to fight the wicked terrorists. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, they would invent terrorists if they needed them at that rate. I mean, of course, there's a lot of background information saying we've allowed terrorists to do their thing exactly for this reason. Again, I go back to the chess game, and if I want to If I want to whip you, I'm going to sacrifice a rook, and then I'm going to checkmate you. And if you get that is why George Washington basically said, in so many words, we're going to limit the power of any head of state, and don't even trust me. Look, if George Washington saying, look, if I'm the nicest guy in the world and I'm more patriotic than you, don't grant me totalitarian powers.
I think
and the sheeple are doing that, and that's the thing. It's a chess game here.
I think that Jefferson said it best, but he said, in matters of politics, speak not to me of confidence in men, but bind them down for mischief with the chains of the Constitution.
Got it.
Anything else,
right.
Anything else, Fred?
Yes, I just thought it was quite interesting that this is a man that helped write this thing, and then after he got out of government, he decided that maybe this is a little flawed.
Well, he wouldn't dare say that when he was working for the government.
Yeah, he's at Georgetown University right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Jeannie calling from Aptos. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing?
Well, actually, I'm outside of the area, down towards Monterey, but you're coming in real good.
Good.
I have a question for Tal.
Yes.
In the Earth Charter, the E for Earth is capitalized, and can you tell me what that signifies?
Now, I didn't hear it so clearly.
Well, basically, what Jeannie is saying is if you look at the the writing and they describe the Earth Charter, they always capitalize the E, Earth, as if it's almost like a deity.
A deity, yeah. It's probably Gaian. I mean, the Earth Charter people, and we have a copy here, and one of our people has just followed them like crazy on the web. It probably is the same thing as Gaia, the goddess Earth, or Earth as a living, evolving, superconscious state.
Right. Now, I read your book, One World, about 4 months ago, and it's incredible how it brings everything together, Tal.
Good.
And there was one on researching some of the things in your book. There was, like in Brave New World, they took a pill whenever they felt a little bit sad or discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned about this herb long ago that was used. Was it called Soma?
Yeah, Soma. That's correct.
And that, to me, it brought everything together.
Mm. Well, exactly, and that's the whole, I mean, there's so many vistas to this thing, but neurochemical control is another thing that Aldous Huxley went into more than George Orwell, but that is one more staggering power. In many ways, I see all of this in what Tolkien depicted in Lord of the Rings, in battling from so many fronts, and some of these powers just are no joke at all. Whether it's the power to coin money, the power to use law to arrest you if I want to, the power to sue you, the power to psychochemically change your consciousness, the power to own a giant movie corporation, and I will do movies that will change the way your children see reality, and you as a parent can't do a thing about it. You follow me, don't you?
Yeah, Tal, your books are really definitive. You've done a lot of research, and now I'm reading your book while you went through your journey through India. So
you're reading Avatar of Night.
Yes.
Yeah,
we still
carry that one. That's a very important book because before Tal became a Christian, he was into, of course, the other side, traveling to India to try to find himself and meaning to life, and he found what it was. It came right out of the pit of hell. Thanks so much, Jeannie.
Yeah, I really appreciate that phone call. Drive safely now.
God bless. Bye-bye. Let's go to Ben calling from Salinas. Ben, question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to ask a guest if this scenario makes sense. Here we've got a tiger in a cage in Afghanistan who's got the most biggest heroin crop ever, but we don't seem to be able to bomb poppies. We have our $25 billion a year war on drugs, so the crops are doing fine, thank you.
Yeah.
We got a tiger in the cage in Iraq, and we're poking the tiger and poking the tiger and poking the tiger, and when he lashes out at us, does that mean now that there's a threat to the, it's a reason to suspend the Constitution, because now the tiger's lashing out and we're all under, we must give up our rights? Does this scenario make sense?
Yeah, that's one of them. That's on the chessboard. Remember my analogy. You and I are playing high-stakes chess. Yeah. I've already sacrificed several pawns, and now I'm going to sacrifice a rook. That's the castle. When you grab it, I'm going to checkmate you.
Yeah. And now, Does this make sense that they
totally
would,
makes
that
sense.
The, since there was prior complicity and knowledge on 9/11,
yes.
that they would replay the scenario again,
correct.
This time with perhaps a dirty bomb in San Francisco, New
correct.
York, or L.A.,
yes.
and there goes our rights. And I see the date pivotally dangerous and significant of March between now and March the 3rd. Why is that?
Well, I don't know why this would be between now and March the 3rd,
but I'm
very, very concerned when General Tommy Franks comes out and makes the statement that he did when we've known what the plan was all the while. And why at this point did he not only make the statement, but why was it allowed to reach the American people? Because they could have shut that off. They could have censored that like
because
they did.
Because you've got to get
the 44 million people who were killed in China between 1960 in 1962.
Yep.
The people have never heard of that, but everybody's heard what Tommy Frank said. Thanks so much, Ben. God
They're
bless.
Telegraphing their intent.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, he's right about that. That's they telegraph a lot, and then the people are ready for it.
Let's
you
go
know
to,
that, Stan.
Oh, these people are so much smarter than we are, but at least you have a grasp of what they're doing, and
yep.
I appreciate so much your being willing to tell the people about it. Let's go to George, who's calling from Toronto. Hi, George.
Good evening, gentlemen. Always enjoy listening to Tal.
I can't hear him at all. You're going to have to tell me what he says.
I will. Don't you worry.
Okay. First of all, I'd just like to say that although there may be tens of millions of Christians, I wonder how many of them actually believe in who Jesus Christ was and what he did. That's another issue. But the question I have is with regards to the television evangelists that are on the airwaves, and are some of them ready to take a fall to put Christianity down? Because I'm very skeptical of what I see with some of these people, and I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you.
No, I heard that. I heard that, and you're absolutely right. In one world, I have a chapter about people merchandising the gospel. These are vulgar kind of signs and wonders manipulators. And, you know, we're already warned in the Bible that there'll be a very large crowd that'll make huge claims, and you'll kind of look at them and say, you know something? I never knew you. You were never one of mine. And I think that the corruption in Christendom is absolutely staggering. And I think that's one reason the church is at a very low watermark. And I think some of these guys are just obvious manipulators. If you look at Robert Tilton and the media things on him selling these little blessing cards, and all these people put in their retirement money and they send it to him, and then on NBC you've got a bulldozer, I'm not kidding, you're filling these giant garbage bins with hundreds of thousands of people sending in earnest money that he swears he's going to pray over. He's just throwing them away. I mean, but again, this also reflects the complete lack of discernment in critical thinking ability. I mean, the sheeple need thinning, I suppose. I mean, the IQ level is at an all-time low in the sheeple. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. Okay, let's go to, I guess this is Rick from Texas. Is this Rick?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I wanted to ask Tal Brook if he went to India and he studied under a demon-possessed man.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask if that guy ever did any real miracles.
You know, great question. I go into my book, I report what I really believe were miracles, but remember, that's in the heyday of this guy, and that was over two decades ago. And the truth is, a good stage illusionist could have done everything that I really believe was a miracle. The way I explain it is that there's no ethical level too low for a sorcerer like Baba. If it took occult powers, he would have done it, but he really doesn't give a flip. Either way, in the big picture, it's a deception. Now, the truth is this: if he had powers at one time, the guy down in the basement is beginning to cut him off because of his own perversion, and so it looks like he slipped up recently and he's been caught faking it. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, and this is Sai Baba, and the book is Avatar of Night.
Yeah.
We still carry it, a very important book. Hey, thanks so much. Anything else you want to ask, Rick?
I was just I was just curious because Revelation says the beast will have lying signs and wonders. And
yeah, these are lying signs and wonders, whether it's stage magic, something on the level of David Blaine. But I personally believe when I first got there, he had paranormal power, really from the giant host of demons inside of him.
Yeah. But I also very know that
he's kind of blown it, and he's sort of been, I think, marginalized by the powers that be. It's a long story, but good question.
Okay, thanks very much, and let's go to Roger. Is this Roger?
Yes, thanks.
Hi, a question or comment?
Yeah, thanks, folks. I wanted to ask you, Tal, have you given much thought to, say, you might call the logical inevitability of what's happened with Judge Roy Moore and the Supremes in the matter of the free ride on homosexuality, etc., as being not so much a failure of the secularists who are out there in the press, mm-hmm. but rather the failure of the Christians because they're basically intellectually dumbed down. They don't argue any presuppositionalism in regard to the law and the base for law.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely part of it. I mean, this is not England during the Great Reformation when you had people at Cambridge and Oxford who were just absolutely brilliant, who read the times and were engaged. We're in a time of post-pietistic separation from the culture. You've got basically spiritual couch potatoes ready to go up in the rapture any second now, so they don't give a flying rip what happens on the planet. If you study the early church, they were in the household of Caesar sharing their faith. They were doing it in a costly way. And we're in the area of McChurch or McCouch Potato Church.
Okay, fine. Thanks so very much, Roger.
The lobotomy church. I don't know what to call it.
Let's go to John from Louisiana. Hi, John. Question or comment?
Yes. Good evening, gentlemen. Yes, I have a theory that the lower our national intellectual level and cognitive reasoning ability is, and certainly it's being declining, the less we worry and think about our future. In other words, a retarded person doesn't think at all about his future. How does
correct.
That grab you?
That is correct.
Okay, thanks so very much.
I think the sheeple, due to a lot of bad theology, are in this sort of conundrum. As they say, the herd has really been thinned down here.
And we've got real problems in Christendom, John. And
big time.
Thanks so much. Well, we've only got about 3 minutes more. What are the major points you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
Well, it's interesting. Every question has been good. And what's around here, what everyone, clearly the people calling in have thought about this stuff, and we need to think and we need to wake up, and that's why I wrote One World. I know that my life itself, and I know this is true with you, Stanley, radically changed one day when I saw the pattern. It's like looking at an optical illusion, and all of a sudden the champagne glass turns into the skull. Remember that? In the optical illusion. And once I not only knew the reality of God in Scripture, and basically prophecies about the state of the world, and where it would go, but then things from the Class A stockholders of our Federal Reserve, to corrupt politicians, to what would happen with the school. When the pattern gelled for me, it radically changed my life. That's why you and I are on the radio. That's why I wrote about this stuff. I think it's going to happen with more people. And the thing is, don't be a passive idiot, but try to learn what these things are. And that's why we're pointing out these patterns. As I said years ago, there's signposts to slavery written about, and some of them are given. Watch out for when they restrict your taking money out of the country, when they abolish private ownership of handguns, when they detain individuals without due process. That's already happening. Requirements that private financial transaction be keyed into Social Security numbers. Use of compulsory education laws to forbid attendance at private schools. Compulsory psychological treatment for deviance of opinion. There are many words for this right now, where you undergo a behavior modification seminar because of a hate crime. Using patriot words, but in the wrong way. Laws limiting the number of people in a private home. You know, there are many, many things.
Well,
wage and price controls in a non-wartime situation.
Well, I fear for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice certainly won't sleep forever. Tal, thank you so much for being with us. Our guest has been Tal Brook. His book, One World, you need to get it. You need to read it. It's one of the finest books we have, giving you an overview of what's going on. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you with us tomorrow evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Tal Brook, and I hope you've enjoyed our program, and you want to get his book. You want to understand, and then you want to help us educate as many people as we can in the time that God has given us. Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future, are under attack today. Well, Dr. Stan, if you'd like to really understand that there is a plan for arresting Americans and putting them in detention camps, you need to get something called The Amazing Clips. It's actually 3 hours of videos put together by David Wagner. You'll see Congressman Gonzalez saying, yes, there really is a plan in case of a terrorist attack to arrest American citizens and put them in concentration camps. You'll see Congressman Jack Book trying to get Colonel Oliver North during the Iran-Contra hearings to admit that he had been working on this plan to suspend the Constitution and arrest American citizens. It's all there. We have a four-tape set on concentration camps. You need to get it. You need to get the four-tape set called The Amazing Clips and so many of the other material that David Wagner has put together. Certainly his various tape sets that you can find on our catalog will give you an overview of what really happened on 9/11 or my video, 9/11 Contrived or Prior Knowledge. And go to our website, look at our books, and of course that's www.radioliberty.com. But we hope many of you will want to get Tal's excellent book, One World, because it gives you an excellent overview of a man who is really on the cutting edge of what's going on today. And I have the utmost of respect for Tal. He's dedicated his life, as have I, to trying to educate the American people. The most important video you can get right now, though, is called Dioprox. Dioprox, it will take you in the background, of the church growth movement that has trained over 3,000 ministers and lay leaders about this wonderful new program. We call it the Church Growth Movement. Dioprox, you'll want to get this video. It will change the way you look at the world. That's Dioprox, D-I-A-P-R-A-X. But call right now. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I was just suggesting that people get the video Dioprox. It's a 2-hour and 20-minute video presentation by Dr. Robert Klenk. It will change the way you look at the world. And if your church is going into the church growth movement, or if you know other people who are going to churches that are involved in this 40 days of purpose, what is the purpose of your life? Why are you here? What you need to understand is this is all about manipulation. Everything is manipulation. How do you control a congregation? How do you control a church? How do you control the Christians of the United States? Well, you'll really want to get this video. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We had a conference this weekend. Dr. Klink gave the talk, and I think we had 24, 25 videos. Every one of them sold out. People wanted to get it. You need to get it. You need to show it to your friends. We're told at the end times there will be a great falling away of the church. And believe me, there is a great falling away taking place in the church, the American church today. And the church is being neutralized, and it's all about manipulation. And if you go to one of those churches and you don't go along with it, why, you will be asked to leave. That's what it's all about. Only the sheeple will remain, those who are willing to go along with the agenda. As we change the nature of God, he is no longer a God of justice. He is no longer a God of judgment. There is no hell. There is no sin. Everything is just warm and fuzzy, and we got nothing to worry about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot to worry about, because we are doing, as a society, exactly what happened to ancient Rome. We're going down exactly the same path. And where is the cry from the church? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Get the video, Diaprax. You will not look at the world the same way after you've seen it, and I hope that you'll make copies and get it to other people. Well, this is the time we want to remind you that we are listener-supported, and we look to our listeners out there. If they believe in what we're doing, we hope many of them will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. For a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you get our four best tapes of the month. You get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out across America by shortwave, by internet, by satellite, by radio, and with almost 60 outlets every week now. We are reaching people who never before had any glimpse of what was really going on. If you'd like to get a free copy of our latest newsletter, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We hope that you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And there you'll see the various products that we sell to try to make ends meet, which is always a problem every month. We do carry the big Berkey water filters and the Berkey Life water filters. If you get them to us, you'll get a four-tape set or a video that we have produced. We carry the Phenopoly, a wonderful means by which you can train your children and your grandchildren, and perhaps even yourself, to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. But even more than that, you'll be able to begin reading and understanding the history that of how we got to where we are today. And so that's the Phenopoly, and most of the programs that teach you how to read phonetically will cost $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This is $149.95. $139.95 plus shipping, and it really has changed many, many lives. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America, our values, our freedom, our families are under attack today. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, because we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological, cultural, financial, economic battlefield. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow again, we will be with you once more. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.